I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 6:45. Congresswoman Michelle Lujan Grisham has represented District 1 in New Mexico since 2013. Prior to serving in Congress, Lujan Grisham served as a cabinet secretary for three different New Mexico governors, overseeing the Department of Aging and Long-Term Services and the Department of Health. Lujan Grisham is running for Democratic nomination for governor on June 5th. In part three of a three-part series, Edmundo Resendez spoke to Lujan Grisham about the state of New Mexico's education.
New Mexico is far behind on education and has been under different administrations. How will you change that?
Well, there's no question that everyone should, and I'm gratified to tell you that there's not anybody on the campaign trail, I don't care what you're running for, that isn't clear that we have no future unless we get our education system right. And we have two major problems. We haven't thought about a statewide education policy that would be meaningful. And two, we start-stop everything that we do and then underfund it. And I added the underfunding to the number two. You can't initiate an idea or advanced charter schools and then for choice and specialty educational services to meet individual students' needs, but then not fund those folks who are doing that. All you've done is minimize and erode whatever stability or financial security that you had in public education. So I think that the national or the statewide, design ought to be community schools. Every study that I've seen shows that community schools make all the difference, and quite simply, I mean, Las Cruces is doing that. Your new superintendent is really clear about a community school design, and it means that the whole community embraces itself with that public school. So there's a business sector environment. There's a community or a school-based health center. There are nonprofit partnerships, even inside the school. There are workforce training environments. There are clinics, educational services and supports, and job training supports for parents, so that the whole community uses that school as a hub for meeting the needs. Because part of our problem is they don't get to choose their students, and these students are hungry and sick and in very fragile households. And when you wrap the community around that, you can really make a difference. And that's the last part. You have to have the social service resources. You cannot make that the job of the teacher. If you've got hungry kids who are in abusive families, who don't have or are homeless, you can't make that the educator's responsibility. They can't do it. They try, but they can't do it. You put those services inside the school, you will change the dynamic. And then the second thing is, we have to fully fund these schools. So let's look at the land grant permanent fund. It's not easy, but it's doable getting through the legislature. We didn't get it through this time, but I think we're getting closer to creating strategies that would get through Senate finance. Let's have early childhood education. Let's make sure that we're fully funding the schools, and let's make sure that we've got a public education department that respects public education and that decides that actually they really will teach science and climate change and doesn't use these as vehicles for personal policies of the governor.
Congresswoman Michelle Lujan Grisham speaking with Edmundo Resendez about why she is running for governor. The full interview is available online and can be heard this Saturday during Images at 5:30. The Big Read Project will begin tomorrow morning at the Las Cruces Plaza with community-wide activities. Emily Guerra explains.
New Mexico State University was one of 75 organizations out of 32 states in the United States selected by the National Endowment for the Arts to receive funding for hosting an NEA Big Read project. The last Big Read in Las Cruces was in 2007 with Rudolfo Anaya's book Bless Me Ultima. The dean of NMSU's William Conroy Honors College, Dr. Miriam Shaken, says that one of the reasons the panel selected Luis Urrea's book, Into the Beautiful North, for this year's Big Read Project was to build on cultural similarities between communities along the U.S. and Mexico border.
So we decided this was the best fit for what we were all about here in the Borderlands region. And we did this in part to build on a couple of events that we've had for a long time in the community. Every spring, the university has sponsored a spring speaker series that's this year going to be on March 13th at the Center for the Arts. And we decided to build on that. Plus, we had also instituted last year something called the Common Reading Program, where we try to get, especially first-year students, all reading and talking about a book in common.
The kickoff event for the Big Read will take place on Saturday, February 24th at 11 a.m. at the Las Cruces Plaza. The schedule for several community-wide events planned through March can be found online at honors.nmsu.edu. The entire interview with Dr. Miriam Shaken can be heard on Fronteras this Saturday at 5 p.m. on KRWG-FM, on Facebook, and online at krwg.org. To listen to this conversation and others, just click on Puentes at our news link. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.